"Something wrong, Dios?" said Tepic. "Sire." "You looked a bit pale, I thought." A look of panic flickered over Dios's wrinkled features. He pulled himself upright.
"I assure you, sire, I am in the best of health. The best of health, sire."
"You don't think you've been overdoing it, do you?" This time there was no mistaking the expression of terror.
"Overdoing what, sire?"
"You're always bustling, Dios. First one up, last one to bed. You should take it easy."
"I exist only to serve, sire," said Dios firmly. "I exist only to serve."
Tepic joined him on the balcony. The early evening sun glowed on a man-made mountain range. This was only the central massif. The pyramids stretched from the delta all the way up to the second cataract, where the Dajjal disappeared into the mountains, and the pyramids occupied the best land near the river. Even the farmers would have considered it sacrilegious to suggest anything different. Some of the pyramids were small and made of rough-hewn blocks that contrived to look far older than the mountains that fenced the valley from the high desert. After all, mountains had always been there. Words like young and old didn't apply to them. But those first pyramids had been built by human beings, little bags of thinking water held up briefly by fragile accumulations of calcium, who had cut rocks into pieces and then painfully put them back together again in a better shape. They were old. Over the millennia, the fashions had fluctuated. Later, pyramids were smooth and sharp, or flattened and tiled with mica. Even the steepest of them, Tepic mused, wouldn't rate more than 1-0 on any edificier's scale, although some of the stelae and temples which flocked around the base of the pyramids like tugboats around the dreadnoughts of eternity could be worthy of attention. Dreadnoughts of eternity, he thought, sailing ponderously through the mists of time with every passenger travelling first class. A few stars had been let out early. Tepic looked up at them. Perhaps, he thought, there is life somewhere else. On the stars, maybe. If it's true that there are billions of universes stacked alongside one another, the thickness of a thought apart, then there must be people elsewhere. But wherever they are, no matter how mightily they try, no matter how magnificent the effort, they surely can't manage to be as god-awfully stupid as us. I mean, we work at it. We were given a spark of it to start with, but over hundreds of thousands of years we've really improved on it. He turned to Dios, feeling that he ought to repair a little bit of the damage.
"You can feel the age radiating off them, can't you?" he said conversationally. "Pardon, sire?"
"The pyramids, Dios. They're so old." Dios glanced vaguely across the river.
"Are they?" he said. "Yes, I suppose they are."
"Will you get one?" said Tepic.
"A pyramid?" said Dios. "Sire, I have one already. It pleased one of your forebears to make provision for me."
"That must have been a great honour," said Tepic. Dios nodded graciously. The staterooms of Fereva were usually reserved for royalty.
"It is, of course, very small, very plain, but it will suffice for my simple needs."
"Will it?" said Tepic, yawning. "That's nice. And now, if you don't mind, I think I'll turn in. It's been a long day." Dios bowed as though he was hinged in the middle. Tepic had noticed that Dios had at least 50 finely tuned ways of bowing, each one conveying subtle shades of meaning. This one looked like a number 3.
"I am your humble servant." "And a very good day it was too, if I may say so, sire."
Tepic was lost for words. "You thought so?" he said.
"The cloud effects at dawn were particularly effective."
"They were? Oh, do I have to do anything about the sunset?"
"Your Majesty is pleased to joke," said Dios. "Sunsets happen by themselves, sire."
echoed Tepic. Dios cracked his knuckles.
"The trick is in the sunrise," he said.
The crumbling scrolls of Connaught said that the great orange sun was eaten every evening by the sky goddess Huat, who saved one pip in time to grow a fresh sun for the next morning. And Dios knew that this was so. The Book of Staying in the Pit said that the sun was the eye of Ye, toiling across the sky each day in his endless search for his toenails, literally Dahar Retkar Mon, or clipping of the foot. But some scholars say that it